Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another For You Friday series. If you are new here, my name is Olivia Eve. I started this podcast a little bit over a year ago, and every single Friday, I like to upload a little solo episode where I sit and I talk with you guys about a topic. Obviously, if you looked at the title of the video, you know today we'll be talking about hot girl summer habits. Now, the term hot girl has been used so many times on TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest, all these different social media outlets, and I'm just now getting around to it. I know there's so many terms that people use, like that girl, hot girl, green juice girl, whatever it is for that aesthetic and that image, but my podcast isn't about having a, you know, amazing aesthetic or that your aesthetic has to equal your lifestyle or anything like that. I just think that these terms, you know, kind of define what the episode is going to be about, but it doesn't necessarily mean it has to define you. And today's episode really is going to be about just amazing habits that I'm going to be carrying into my summer and that I've been working on and developing recently. And I wanted to share them with you guys because I think that after the school semester ends, I kind of feel like it's like a new beginning. Like I'm like, okay, the summer's starting. And normally every single summer I have an internship or something lined up, but this is the first summer where I'm self-employed and kind of working on my podcast and working on my social media and just really, really trying to expand For You From Eve and see how amazing this thing can be that I started on my own. So this is the first summer where I'm in full control of everything I'm doing. And I think that when you are self-employed or when you're in full control, it can be a little bit scary because if you don't have that work ethic or you lose that work ethic, you lose your job. You know, you can't really be lazy or decide you don't want to do something or whatever it is, because at the end of the day, who you are is your job. So these are habits that I've been kind of incorporating into my daily routine to not only be, you know, the best self-employed person I can be, but to be the best version of myself that I can be. And I think that these habits can help all of you listening have your best summer and feel your best and look your best and all those things and just feel good in who you are and not only what you look like, but who you are as a person, what you bring to the table, and all those things. So in today's episode, before I begin with getting into the habits and all that stuff, there's a quote that I want to say because this whole past week I've been watching YouTube videos and listening to podcast episodes and all these things and kind of just trying to figure out what are some things I can incorporate into my life to make this the best summer for me and just make this summer kind of a blueprint for the rest of my life, if that makes sense, and just things that I can incorporate into my routine. And as I was watching these videos, I pulled a little quote from one of the videos, and I don't remember who made the video, which I hate that I don't remember it because I watch so many. And it wasn't even like in the moment I heard the quote and like wrote it down. It was like the next day I was journaling and I was like, wait, I remember this girl saying something about this. And I started writing it. So these are kind of in my own words, but they were inspired by all the YouTube videos I was watching. And I just think it's good to keep this mindset. And when I like started journaling this and writing it down, I got kind of emotional with myself because it made me realize how the little things that we do now create who we are in the future. So the quote that like I kind of wrote down was, "When I envision the person I want to be, I don't know what she looks like or how she eats or how much she weighs, but she's happy and she's whole and she has forgiven herself, fuels her body, and loves her strength." And I think forgiving yourself is such a hard thing to do, which sucks because it's so easy for us to forgive other people sometimes and then so difficult for us to forgive ourselves and move on. But with other people, we can give other people second chances and third chances and kind of just keep believing in them and forgiving them. And then when it comes to ourselves, we never forgive ourselves and we hold on to these things that we did in the past. And it sucks because it kind of just feels like we don't give ourselves the same power that we give to others. And that's why I'm excited for today's episode, because we're going to be talking about all these things that will over time help you to forgive yourself, because that's something that I've never been good at. Is if I don't do well in a class, it's really hard for me to not be mad at myself over it and not get mad at, why didn't you study more? Why didn't you complete more assignments on time? Why didn't you create a better relationship with the teacher? Whatever it might have been. Or if you hurt someone in the past, or if you have a bad relationship with food in the past, it was always so hard for me to forgive myself and move on and become better from it. And rather, I would just get mad at myself and blame myself and just get angry with who I was. And I wouldn't believe that there was room for growth for me because I was like, I'm a failure in that aspect of life and that can't be fixed. So I think that was kind of my problem with forgiving myself. And this semester that I had of school is probably the hardest semester I've ever had in my life with my classes. And I don't feel good after taking my finals. Normally I take my finals and I feel really confident, but I didn't feel confident this time. And that's kind of really taken a toll on me because it makes me feel like a failure knowing that I might have to retake a class because I probably failed it. And I think just having that feeling just makes me feel so angry at myself, so mad at myself. And it's been so hard for me to let that go. So this whole past week, I've just been in bed. I haven't been doing much. And I've just been like sulking and upset. And I haven't been motivated to create content or do any work because I'm so angry at myself. And then the past few days, I'm like, Liv, like, you haven't done anything. You haven't gotten out of bed. You haven't recorded a podcast. You haven't sent out emails. You haven't created content. Like, you need to get out of bed and you need to work on yourself. Like, you're not going to grow from being like this. And so the past few days I've been doing these habits that I'm going to talk about in today's video, which is why I'm excited to speak about them. So let's start off with habit number one. Which habit number one for me was listening to podcasts and watching YouTube videos that have to do with people who inspire, motivate, and uplift me. So listening to podcasts with, you know, a host whose morals and values align with mine is always really helpful. And maybe that's why you're listening to my podcast. Maybe I have something to you that's relatable or makes you feel comfortable. And I think that it's so, so important to have that in a content creator that you follow, is having something that makes you feel comfortable, safe, inspired, motivated, and just that you can relate to this person. So I think for me, listening to podcasts, like some of my favorite podcasts recently, I've actually been loving Call Her Daddy more for entertainment purposes, but I also think that she has, like, she does motivate me just as a person because she's such a, I would say, the most successful female podcaster. So I think that's why I'm so motivated and inspired by her. Listening to Ed Mylett is someone who I love, you know, the advice he gives. Jay Shetty gives amazing advice. And just listening to these podcasts where I can gather so much advice from these experts and also apply it to my own podcast and to my own community. So listening to podcasts to help me become a better version of myself, watching YouTube videos of girls who have transformed their bodies through the way that they live their lifestyle, right? They eat differently. They have a different lifestyle, all these things. That has helped me so much. I've been having so many issues with my gut recently, and I'm going to get into this more later because I have another tip for it. But recently I've been watching people who also overcame their gut issues and their gut health and all these things. And I've been to so many doctor's appointments these past few months. I was at one yesterday getting blood work done and having to take all these tests and going to a gyno for my hormones. Like, all these things have been going on because I'm trying to find the solution to what's kind of, why am I having migraines? Why am I always bloating? Why am I sensitive to these foods? Why am I still breaking out? All of these problems that I'm having, I know that there is a solution for, but I haven't been able to find that solution. And so watching YouTube videos of girls and females that are healing themselves is so inspiring to me. And I'm actually recording with someone tomorrow who's going to be talking all about gut health. I think that episode will be up in about 2 weeks. So I'm so excited for that. And just surrounding myself by these women is always just so empowering and inspiring. So that's my number one habit and tip, is if I'm going to be on social media, like TikTok, YouTube, or podcast, I'm going to make it with someone who's going to inspire me and motivate me, not someone who's going to make me want to sit in bed and binge watch for hours, which obviously sometimes is still fun and okay and good to do. But at the end of the day, like, I want to watch a video and be inspired. Like, the other day, it was like 9 p.m. I just got into bed and I started watching this girl like transform her life, and she was posting recipes that she makes. And right away I went downstairs at like 9:30 after I finished with the video, and I made overnight oats so that I could wake up and have overnight oats in the morning. And it's little things like that where this little thing that this person did inspired me to make sure I was having a healthy breakfast the next morning. So having people like that show up on your feed, on your TikTok algorithm or your YouTube algorithm, or listening to their podcast, really will motivate you to become a better you. The next habit that I have is Pinterest vision boards and just kind of setting goals in general. So I feel like I haven't really set goals in kind of a while because I've kind of just been like taking it one day at a time, and I haven't really been setting goals for myself or setting certain expectations, and I've just been going with the flow and having fun with everything I do. And I think that's also an amazing mindset, but also at the same time, I think it's amazing to have goals and achieve them and be able to cross it off of a list. So I've been in the progress of creating a new Pinterest vision board, mood board, I guess, because I think that I'm in a different place right now than I was with my last mood board. And I think that it would just be so amazing to be able to kind of create a new vision board with new goals that I have and kind of be able to see in a year from now how they compare and what kind of I've achieved already. So that's my new thing, is making a new Pinterest vision board. But I think that having goals, short-term, long-term, financial goals, fitness goals, health goals, whatever it may be, is so important for anyone to do in every aspect of life. No matter if you're a student, you're a worker, no matter what space you're working in, there's always goals that you can create for yourself. And I think as someone who is self-employed, it's so important to create goals and to be your own motivation, because when you do work for other people, and obviously there's no good or bad thing about either, they obviously both have their pros and cons, but when you do work for someone else, you're obligated to be somewhere at a certain time. You're obligated to reach deadlines, and you know, you have to make the company this amount of money by this day. And it's like everything is really laid out for you. But when you're self-employed, you are in control of doing that. And it's like, wait, it's my responsibility to make this much money this month, or to have this many followers by this time, or upload this many episodes, or email these many people. Everything is in your hands. And it can be a little bit scary, but also really inspiring and empowering at the same time. So I think having, you know, a vision board and a mood board, having these goals is such a good motivator for anyone, but especially if you're self-employed or doing something for yourself. The next habit that I have is staying hydrated. And I know that sounds like a little like small, obvious one, but honestly, I talk to so many people who don't drink enough water and they're like, yeah, like it's actually a problem. I'm always lightheaded. Like my hair doesn't grow. Like my acne is so bad, whatever it is. And people don't realize how much drinking enough water does for you. I've never had the problem of not drinking enough water, honestly. I don't know what it is, but for the past few years, I drink water nonstop. I really do think it's because of my Hydro Flask, if I have to be honest. Like I think it's because I just have like a water bottle that is always by me keeping my water cold. So I do think that has a lot to do with it. But it's just like having a water bottle that's always cold right next to me. It's like it's available to me because it's right next to me. Just makes it so much more efficient and easier to drink it. And staying hydrated, especially in the summer, is huge. Like always have a filled up water bottle, whether you're by the pool, by the beach. I've had moments in the past where I've been so dehydrated and like passed out because I'm dehydrated and I'm in the sun all day at the beach. Like you have to make sure you're hydrating your body enough and drinking enough water. So, and it helps everything. It helps your skin, your hair, your nails, just your well-being in general. So that's definitely a good hot girl habit, is hot girl hydration. Number four, journaling and meditating. So I, before this week, haven't journaled or meditated in so long. Like when I say so long, I mean so long. And it honestly was just because I was lazy and I quote unquote didn't have time. I didn't have as much time as I used to have, but everyone has time for things that they want to do, you know? So it's just like, I was not meditating anymore and I was not journaling at all. And when I say meditating, my form of meditation is like reading my Bible and praying. I don't love the whole like sitting down breathing exercises. I'll do them sometimes if I'm like really anxious and I'm in bed and it's before I sleep. Very rarely do I do that, but sometimes I will. And for some people, they love it and it works. For me, it's never something that I loved, but it's something that has helped for sure. But I do enjoy journaling more. I think journaling is so, so important to kind of expand your mind. So for the past few days, I have been into journaling more. Like I said, it's not something I've been consistent with. I've been journaling though since I was like 5 or 6 years old. Just like since I could write, I was journaling. Like I have journals from when I was 8 years old, 12 years old. And it's like I was never consistent with it, but I always did it. So that's something I think I like guided journals. You know, I like when I can write a prompt versus just like write out about my day, but I think both are good. But getting into journaling is amazing. I think when it comes to journaling, you write out so many thoughts that you didn't even realize that you had. Like I'll be talking about something and I'll be like, oh, like I don't know what else to say. And then I start writing little by little and all of a sudden my page just gets flooded with all these emotions and thoughts and triggers and all these things. And I read it again and I'm like, wait, like I didn't even realize I felt that way until I started writing things down. So I really do think that journaling helps so much with like self-discovery and just realizing things that bother you, things that don't bother you, and just how you feel about certain situations and how you plan on resolving them. The next tip that I have, number five, moving our bodies. It makes you feel your best. It really, really, really does. And I love just like going on walks and getting a good sweat in. I love sweating, which sounds so weird, but I really, really do. Like, I love just getting a great sweat in. Going to the gym, if I leave the gym and I wasn't like sweating, it's honestly one of the worst feelings ever. I've had that happen so many times where I'll go to the gym and expecting a great workout, and then it's just like one of those days where the weights are like heavier than normal. Like, I just can't do as much weight that I normally do, and I'm like a little bit lightheaded or hungry. I'm anticipating something after the gym. I don't know. It's always something different, but there are days where I go to the gym expecting some great workout and something amazing and a good sweat, and I leave like not satisfied, and I'm like, I barely sweat today. I feel like I wasn't even tired. I feel like I wasn't working my body how I should have been. And it's one of the worst feelings. It feels like a waste of going to the gym. And I absolutely hate that. But whether, you know, you don't like going to the gym, even if you don't like going to the gym, you could go for a walk. You could go for a run. You could go for a hike. You could do so many different things to move your body. I think going for a walk is something I did when I was like in quarantine. I would always go for walks outside. And honestly, it helped my body so, so much. And I don't love focusing on physical appearance because I think that's an infinite, endless, not sustainable goal. But it did help with my physical appearance and just like shredding weight very, very easily. Because all I would do is like, I would walk for like hours. And especially if you have a good podcast in or you're on the phone with someone, I could walk for hours. I remember once me and my friend went on a walk for 5 miles. I think it was like maybe 2.5, almost 3 hour walk of just talking. Like, we put on our Apple Watches and we started walking and we just kept talking and talking and talking. And there was so much for us to kind of talk about. And we ended up walking 5 miles without even realizing it. And I remember going home being like, oh my God, that was the longest walk ever. And like, I didn't even realize how long I was walking. So sometimes it really is just moving your body with someone or whatever it is. And it just makes you feel so good. So personally, I prefer going to the gym and getting a good sweat in, but I also do love going on walks and just kind of being with that person. And I don't know. I love walking. I think that it's always good to like talk with someone and talk it out. So I think I'm going to text my friend today and ask her if she wants to go on a walk tonight. I just got re-inspired. Number six, planning our days. So having something to look forward to or a project, a passion project you're working on. I feel like I put this on my list because I am self-employed. I keep saying that and it's so annoying, but in general, I think having a plan really, really does motivate you in so many ways. And I think that I kind of get re-motivated by having schedules. So honestly, just having something that you're excited to do during the day, whether you're like, okay, so my internship is from 10 to 3, and then I'm going to go to the gym at this time, I'm going to go for a walk at this time, and then I have dinner at this time, you know, whatever it is. I love planning out my weeks, my months, my days. I just love it. And I know some people don't like it and they like to go with the flow. That's not how I am. I enjoy it more if I can plan it out and I know what I'm doing. I never like being in a rush or being last minute with something ever. Like, I'm going out today's Friday, obviously, that this episode is going up, but I'm recording it on Thursday since I have a morning recording on Friday. And I'm already planning out like, okay, Friday night, I'm going out into the city. What am I going to wear? Like, how am I going to do my hair, my makeup? Like, what place am I going to? I need these little things planned out, because if I don't have them planned out the morning of or the day of or when I'm getting ready, I'm going to feel like so lost. So it's so important for me to plan things out and just make sure like I have it together and I know what I'm doing when I get home from the gym and what time I'm working out, all those things. Like yesterday or on Wednesday this week, I had a doctor's appointment at 2 p.m. to get blood work. So I was like, okay, I can't go to the gym after my blood work because I'll be a little doozy. So let me go before. Like, let me plan out my day. Let me make sure I wake up at 9 so I can go to the gym at 10, wash my car at this time. You know, it's like I make sure I aligned my day so that I was able to get the most amount done. And I feel like when you plan and schedule your days, number one, like you're able to get the most amount done that you want to get done. Number two, you're allowed to fit things into your schedule that maybe you thought you couldn't fit in before because we feel so overwhelmed where we're like, I have to do this and this and this. I don't have time to get dinner with a friend. Like, I have to do all these things. And then it's like, once you actually plan it out and realize everything you have to do, you have more than enough time to get dinner with a friend or catch up with someone. So I really do think that planning your days just gives you something to look forward to, and it just makes everything else more fun. And the next tip that I have is self-confidence, being confident this summer, complimenting yourself, doing your daily affirmations. This is not something I'm the best at, but I've been getting better at it, where if I do something I'm proud of, or I say something I'm proud of, or I complete something I'm proud of, I recognize it and I'm like, I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of myself for doing that. Or, you know, looking at myself and saying, you look really good in your workout set. You did so good in your workout today. Saying these things in your mind, saying them out loud to your mirror, whatever it is, like, really does help so much. And it's something you have to have. You have to have confidence. If you are confident, if you walk into a room confident, no one is going to question you. And I always think about that. I remember someone said that quote where they were like, you could say the most wrong thing ever, but if you say it with confidence, no one is going to question you. Or no one's going to be like, oh my God, this girl's so stupid or whatever it is, because you're saying it with such confidence that you're actually convincing this person that you're right. Like, you could be like, the sky is orange. And people, because of how much confidence you're saying with it, people might be like, wait, you know, and like Google, is the sky ever orange? You know what I mean? It's just like little things like that, having that confidence, knowing what you bring into a bring onto the table, bring into a room, bring to a group of people helps with everything. The relationship you have with yourself affects all the others. I have a whole episode about this. It's an amazing episode. You can go search it up. It's exactly that title. Honestly, self-confidence, having it, whether you fake it till you make it, which is kind of what I did, whatever it is that you have to do, if at the end of the day you are confident in who you are, that is your biggest, biggest perk. That is your biggest advantage. Who you are is your advantage, and knowing who you are is an even bigger advantage. So knowing who you are and knowing what you bring to the table and knowing what you have to offer is honestly one of the best things that you can do for yourself. So I really, really just think that having that self-confidence and reminding yourself every day qualities that you love about yourself will help you become a happier, healthier, and better person over time. Even if it's like you wake up one morning and you're like, I'm beautiful, you're not going to feel that way for the rest of your life, right? It's something you have to continuously do to have that mindset. I remember there was a speaker talking once and he was saying, let's say you want to lose weight, or let's say you want to get abs, right? You go to the gym for 30 minutes, you work out, you go home, you still won't have abs. You do it the next day, 30 minute workout, you get home, you still don't have abs. You go to the gym the next day for 3 hours, you get home, you still don't have abs. It's been 3 days, you've been working out for 4 hours, you still don't have abs, right? Let's say you do it for a week. Let's say you do it for 2 weeks. Now you might start to feel different. Now you say you do it for 3 weeks. You might see a little bit of definition. Let's say you do it for a few months. Now you're noticing a little bit of a change, right? Let's say you do it every day for the rest of your life, right? Obviously, if we're talking about working out, take your rest days. But let's say you're doing this every day for the rest of your life. Suddenly, you're making that change. You're seeing that change and you're feeling that change. Other people are seeing that change, right? Now all of a sudden, let's say you stop. Let's say you don't work out for a day, your body's not going to change. Let's say you don't work out for 2 days, your body's not going to change. Let's say you don't work out for 2 months, 3 months, your body might start changing. The same thing goes with our mindset, right? You're going to wake up one day and you're going to say, I'm confident and I'm beautiful. You're not going to feel that way tomorrow. You have to wake up and you have to keep doing it. You have to keep practicing this, right? Our brain has to be worked out, right? We have to work out our brain. It's not something we could do once and expect to carry on for the rest of our life. It's something you have to be consistent with and consistently do and just constantly remind yourself of these things. So I think that self-confidence is a workout for your brain, right? It's little things that you do that make yourself feel better about yourself. Okay, so the next habit that we have, number 8, is eating whole foods and focusing on our gut health. So this is kind of a personal one, but I think everyone can work on their gut health, whether you have gut issues or not. I recently have been having very horrible, I've my whole life had horrible bloating, digestion issues, hormonal acne, all these issues with my lower stomach and all this pain I was feeling, but recently had gotten to a point where it was like extra worse, where the other night I had pasta after the gym and I wasn't eating gluten for a while because I was kind of trying to like cut it out of my diet, and then I was eating it little and little, like here and there, so I wouldn't have a complete intolerance to it. And then the other day I came home from the gym and the only thing there was for dinner was pasta. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to eat the pasta. I'm in a rush to leave. I have to shower, eat something really quick. And I was like in a rush to leave my house. So I was like, I'm just going to have a little bit of pasta. I had a small bowl of pasta. And for the next 3 hours, I was out with my friends. Like I had fun. I was like just hanging out at my friend's house. I got home from my friend's house. I still felt fine. The pasta like did nothing to me. I went to sleep at around like 11. And at 1:30 in the morning, I wake up because my stomach was hurting so badly. So I wake up in the worst pain and I'm just like holding my stomach and I wake up and I'm like, what is going on? And I look in the mirror and my stomach, like I look like I'm like 6 months pregnant and I'm like, what? And I'm like, this is obviously from the pasta I had, like because I had gluten. And I just kind of felt very like, I felt so much in pain and just so like, I don't even know the word, but I was just in so much pain and my stomach was so bloated. And I realized how easily affected my stomach and body can be when I eat something that's not as nourishing for my body. Pasta is not bad for you. Carbs are not bad for you, but they're bad for me personally and my gut, which sucks. But it happens. I'm not sitting here saying don't eat pasta because I love pasta. And to be honest, I'm probably still going to have it again in my life. I'm not going to go the rest of my life without pasta. But it's just kind of picking and choosing when I can have those moments. So I was like, you know what? Like I really need to just reset my gut. Like I really need to reset it. I keep saying I'm going to do a juice cleanse and then it like comes the day and I'm like, I don't want to do it this day. I don't want to do it that day. But I am going to do it soon. I know it. I have to do one for sure because I just want to like cleanse everything out of my gut. But I remember just having like a moment, an awakening moment when I went to sleep that night. I went back to sleep after dealing with my stomach for like 30 minutes. And then I woke up the next morning and I was like, that's it. Celery juice every single morning. So I have a shot of apple cider vinegar and then a celery juice before I have my coffee or anything. I have like my vitamins and my water. And then after that, I will have my apple cider vinegar shot and then my celery juice and then I will have breakfast. Breakfast is not something I'm good at. It's something I skip all the time because I'm bad at remembering it and I'm bad at having an appetite in the morning. So having breakfast in the morning after my celery juice and making my coffee and enjoying that after my celery juice, after my apple cider vinegar because that's something that's going to settle my gut. And then now my gut is settled. It's the first thing going into my system. Now I can indulge in my breakfast and my coffee and whatever it is. I only have one coffee a day now. I used to have a little bit more. Now I only have one. And I'm just eating more whole foods. Like I make overnight oats now and I force myself to eat a little bit. Like I'm not hungry in the morning, but I'll force myself to have overnight oats with blueberries because I know I want to feel balanced and clean and have energy when I go to the gym or whatever it is. So kind of like eating those whole foods, focusing on my gut health, all of that just makes me feel very, it makes me feel very good. It makes me feel very clean. So that's something I've been focusing on a lot recently. And I'm excited to talk to my podcast guest tomorrow. Make sure you tune in two Wednesdays to talk about gut health. But it is just really amazing to focus on that. And it's only been a few days and I am seeing and feeling differences. So that's something where it only takes a few days for me to start to feel a little bit of a difference. But I know in like a week or 2 weeks, I'm going to feel and see a big difference. The next tip that I have is creating a space you love being in. So I have my desk normally in my bedroom during the school semester because during finals week, I know I'm just like, I say finals week, but it's more like finals month. I'm just in my room the whole entire time studying and I like to have my TV on and then I like to switch from my bed to my desk. So I always put my desk in my bedroom during the semester. But once it's summertime, I like to take the desk out and put like a bench in. And because I'm going to be working a lot on my podcast and on myself this summer, I figured that I would kind of create a really nice space in my office. So I have an office in my house. And I'm very lucky to have that because I can kind of create it to be whatever I want it to be. So I've been really working on making it a cute space for me to record my podcast and like work all day. So that way in the summer, I'm not just like in my bed all day and I can go into the office and do work or go onto my backyard and do work or whatever it is. So that's something I've been really grateful for. But I did a deep clean, you guys, like a deep clean. So I think on It was what day? I think on Tuesday, I went through like my bathroom and I went through my whole entire bathroom. I went through all the cabinets, the skincare, everything in the shower. I just went through every single thing in my bathroom to like clean everything out, get rid of expired products, get rid of things I didn't use anymore or products that I used and didn't like or didn't work on me, whatever it was. I threw out everything. I was like, I'm not being a hoarder right now and I'm throwing out everything. So I went through my bathroom. On Wednesday, I went through my closet. I went through all my clothes. I color coordinated it. I went through everything in my dresser and I just kind of organized what was in my dresser. I fixed the knobs on my dresser because they were like all broken and like not being used like the right way. So I took them all off and started using the right ones. And then on Wednesday also, I went through my office and I have these like cabinets in there I had to go through. I rearranged furniture. I got rid of so many clothes. Like I just cleaned. It took me 6 hours on Wednesday. 6 hours I spent on just cleaning my bedroom and cleaning the office. And then I rewarded myself by buying some things on Amazon to like spice up the room a little bit. So I literally just like reset everything. And on Thursday, or on Friday today, as I'm up, this video is going to be uploaded, but it's Thursday when I'm recording, I'm planning on just like going through so much more and putting the furniture in and really just giving it like a glow up and fixing it up, my bedroom and the office. So I'm taking videos for you guys. I'm trying my best to take videos for you guys so that I can make like a big reel or TikTok of it and share it with you guys to show you. But even just like going to sleep in a clean room is just such a difference. I took everything out. I had all these things under my bed of like boxes or picture frames or whatever it was. I took everything out. I got rid of so much of it, threw out so much stuff. I also did like a big deep clean on my car. Like I went through everything in my car, threw it out. I vacuumed it, wiped it down, got a car wash, everything. Like I was like, I'm resetting everything, my clothes, my car wash, everything. And then Thursday night, I took like the shower where you like shave, exfoliate, self-tan, all that stuff. So I really just indulged in self-care this week. And now it's like Friday and I just feel like set with my podcast episode that I have coming up. I'm like, okay, like I know how to record it. Like I know my space I'm going to record it in, all these things. So I just feel very grateful that like I can take those steps to make the space for myself and love being in it. But even if you just have your bedroom or whatever it is that you have, just creating a space you're comfortable in and a space you love working in and you feel motivated in. I'm going to put my vision board up in here and just make it a space that's clean. Like I ordered a new comforter and putting clean sheets on my bed with my new comforter is going to make me go into bed so much cozier. You know, it's just little things like that that just makes such a big difference. Like I went to the gym yesterday and I was in a clean car and I was like, oh my God, this feels so good. Like I feel more put together. I feel more like on top of it. And then I came home and I showered in my like clean shower with my clean products and then went into my clean bed with like my clothes all laid out. And Friday, obviously I have plans. So I was like, Thursday night, let me exfoliate, shave, tan, all those things. So that way Friday, I'm like ready to do my hair and my makeup and all of that. So there's just so many things that can be done and like put together. And I think I'm like realizing what a difference it is to have a clean, organized space and what a difference it makes in my motivation and just my, you know, me being productive. So I highly recommend cleaning your space. I love listening to a podcast and just cleaning my room up. And I'm trying to get like the best video footage for you guys to like do it. I'm not the best at taking videos of me cleaning my room, even though that's so much of my content. But when I deep clean it, I like forget to take a video because I just get so into it. But I'm going to try my best with this little thing that I'm doing on my office. The last tip that I have for Hot Girl Summer Habits is saying yes more. This is something I was never good at. I used to always be like, no, I just want to stay in. No, I just want to do this. Oh, my birthday's coming up. I don't want to do anything for it. Very just like didn't want to do anything for my birthday. Didn't want to go out for no reason. All these things. And I feel like this summer I'm being more like, you know what? Let me get a reason to go out. Let me get a reason to buy a cute outfit and do this and do that. Like I only live once. I want to enjoy time with my friends. And it's never that my mentality isn't there, but I'm someone who gets like headaches really easily or migraines really easily or my stomach hurts after I drink. So it's not about like the mentality of going out. It's like how my body and mind feels when I go out. So it's like getting over that and being and taking the risk of like, I don't want my stomach to hurt after I eat. You know what I mean? That's like something where it stops me from going out. And it's like, I'll go out, but my stomach will hurt. And now I'm not enjoying myself and I don't want to drink. So that's something that stopped me from going out a lot. And I think just kind of getting over that fear and saying yes to doing more things instead of just, I think it's amazing to have self-care nights and self-love nights and self-love weekends. But and I love spending time with myself. I really do. But at the end of the day, I think it's also amazing to enjoy time with the people around me, go to places I haven't gone to, restaurants, rooftops, bars. I live so close to New York and it's almost the summertime and I need to take advantage of that. So that is my last tip. At the end of the day, obviously these tips are kind of just more like fun things that you can do for yourself that will make a difference in who you are, or who you want to be, but they're nothing that you have to be or that you have to follow. Obviously, everything can be personalized to who you are. There is no standard that I'm setting for you guys. That is going to be the end of today's For You Friday episode. I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. I have a really fun weekend planned for me, so I'm excited to enjoy it. But thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at For You From Eve. I have a giveaway going up this upcoming week that I'm so excited to post. So make sure you guys follow me to be a part of that giveaway. Thank you again so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys on Wednesday.